This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Good morning. In the headlines, Friends of Democracy believes the tourism accommodation bill threatens to criminalize small players in the sector. Chairman of the Private Sector Association says Barbados's economic growth not reaching all households. St. Andrew residents are calling for urgent road repairs. A disability rights activist calls for more support for families of people with disabilities. And the Trinidad and Tobago government drops an appeal and apologizes to firearms dealer in unlawful detention case. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Friends of Democracy is raising concerns about some of the provisions in the tourism accommodation bill. The political party's third vice president, Matthew Thorne, told Starcom Network News that while there's need for updated legislation for the sector, he stressed the provisions could unfairly penalize small-scale operators.
The move itself may not be directly harmful to the average Barbadian, but it does threaten to penalize and possibly even criminalize many smaller players who have long contributed to the sector. One may recall under Owen Arthur-led administration, small-scale tourism ventures, they were recognized as a viable and profitable and dignified way for ordinary people to make ends meet. So the bill, it seems to appear more as a desperate attempt to shield and even protect some larger players within the tourism industry.
Mr. Thorne warned of the consequences if provisions aren't carried out correctly.
If such legislation, we believe, is not carefully and fairly executed, it could in fact push the average Barbadian away from legitimate means of earning an income, and it would force them to seek survival in other areas, and some of which may of course be less safe or less beneficial to the country's development. The reality is that the economic, financial, and the safety interests must take precedent, and equally so for people as for the industry.
Third Vice President of the Friends of Democracy Party, Matthew Thorne. Chair of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Dr. Tricia Tanis, says while Barbados has shown remarkable economic resilience, growth has yet to be felt by all households. Speaking during C2SAB's midterm delegates conference, Dr. Tanis acknowledged the country's strong economic performance, yet she emphasized that many Barbadians are still struggling and have not yet experienced the benefits of this progress. She urged the delegates to focus on practical actions that make a real difference in people's lives.
Our economy has now recorded 15 consecutive quarters of growth. In 2024, real gross domestic product expanded by nearly 4%. Inflation remains below world averages, and unemployment, though still too high, has declined steadily. Whilst these are significant achievements by any measure, we must acknowledge that those numbers do not always tell the true story, or the full story. Too many households have yet to feel the relief. Too many families are still stretched thin. The truth is that growth is real, but is not yet inclusive. In this vein, I challenge this conference to move beyond analysis and to prove and provide bold, practical solutions. How can businesses and households work hand in hand to shield our people from external shock? How do we make local production stronger and more competitive?
Chair of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Dr. Tricia Tanis. Residents in St. Andrew and nearby communities are raising concern over deteriorating roads, with some accusing authorities of neglecting the parish. When Starcom Network News visited Kane Garden and Baxter's in St. Andrew, residents pointed to dilapidated roads and expressed fears that more bridges in the area could collapse.
How comes so much roads like up Afford Hill, Trepath, Whithill, all them started, but NT is not finished. If six will start and it's two finish, it feel good.
I mean, in conscience, it's bad. When you got most, but no. Before they get to St. Andrew now, I got grown for out of here. Coming to East Rush Road, you got air problems every minute, you put bursts. I mean, in conscience, it's bad.
The bridge, Baxter's Bridge, you stand too long on it. That road should be done already. They got my business slow down. They sell bear fruits, rose bear fruits, and corn water there, so I got my business slow down. That all right? They won't patch any holes, neither.
This bridge right here, Kane Garden Bridge. You better hope and pray this don't collapse. Nothing but no bus load of people. That's the worst bridge.
Over in Fruitful Hill, also known as Barrow Hill, St. Joseph, residents said road works they claimed began under the current administration have stalled with no timeline for completion. They argue that the road could provide a critical alternative route for those affected by the Melvin Hill Bridge collapse.
They started Fufu Hill, and after a while, everything just went dark. They may tell nobody nothing. Up there's a disaster, big man.
You see the bridge here, Brad? Don't?
The bridge here in Melvin Hill. Now, a bus could come through that section and go up Springville and go back out and go back down. It's a common sense thing. So they wouldn't have that problem down there.
Well, in the morning, we get to get out and get to the quarter six bus and get work for 7 o'clock. Anything, but no, you go to go all around the world, whatever block off. You go left and go through Hyman Hill, then they come back down to Short Hill. Something needs to be done. I mean, urgent. And looking at the school children, the people that go get right on morning before they get fired.
Frustrated residents in St. Andrew and St. Joseph. The Barbados Meteorological Services has issued a flash flood watch for northern and western districts in effect until midday today. Forecasters warn that localized heavy showers and possible thunderstorms could trigger flooding in low-lying and coastal areas, with rainfall of up to 2 inches expected. The public is urged to monitor official updates and take precautions, as the alert level could be elevated to red if conditions worsen. This flash flood watch will be updated at noon or sooner if necessary. A disability rights activist makes a plea for greater support for families of people with disabilities. Speaking at the Ideas Forum in St. James, Felicia Innes, a resident of Husband's Gardens, proposed two key recommendations stemming from her deep involvement in the disability community. Her first idea advocates for extended maternity leave for parents of newborns with severe disabilities.
You would leave work and you intend to go back to work in about 6 weeks or 3 months. When you have a child with a disability, that tosses that on its head altogether. It is not only about the child, it then becomes about you. You need psychological support. You need the extended support, because if you are not going back to work, if it is a single parent household, there's no money coming in. And I'm humbly pleading tonight that we take a look as to how we treat the parents who have children with intellectual impairment.
Her second point addressed the needs of aging parents who are the primary caregivers for their adult children with intellectual impairments.
I also want us to take a look at how we support families who are aging out. There are persons with intellectual impairment in Barbados that are in their 40s and 50s. I am in touch with families. I mean, they call me all the time. You know, is their concern? Dying and leaving that person. We can put them in housing with support that the parents will know that when I pass, this person has an idea of how it is to live semi-independently. Because if their parents pass, it is going to be chaos.
Disability rights activist Felicia Innes speaking at the recent Ideas Forum in St. James. The Trinidad and Tobago government has dropped its appeal against a high court ruling concerning the controversial return of firearms dealer Brent Thomas from Barbados. Attorney General John Jeremy has officially apologized to Thomas, calling his detention and removal unlawful and an abuse of process. The government will now enter into negotiations to pay significant damages to Thomas and his company. A High Court judge previously ruled that Thomas's arrest was a gross abuse of power, declaring all warrants against him unconstitutional and permanently halting his criminal prosecution. The case gained attention after it was revealed that Thomas, who was on his way to see a doctor, was taken from his hotel in Barbados and handed over to Trinidad and Tobago police without any formal extradition process. Recapping the headlines, Friends of Democracy believes the tourism accommodation bill threatens to criminalize small players in the sector. Chairman of the Private Sector Association says Barbados's economic growth not reaching all households. St. Andrew residents calling for urgent road repairs. A disability rights activist calls for more support for families of people with disabilities. And the Trinidad and Tobago government drops appeal and apologizes to firearms dealer in unlawful detention case. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.